78:77. Give heed, O my people, to my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will speak in parables. I will talk of old mysteries which we have heard and known, which our ancestors have told us. We will not keep them hidden from our children. We will announce them to the coming generation, the glorious deeds of the Lord, His might, and the wonders He has done. He issued decrees for Jacob and set up a law in Israel, which He commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so the next generation would learn and teach their own children. They would then put their trust in God and not forget His deeds and His commands, and not be like their ancestors, stubborn and rebellious people, a people of inconstant heart whose spirit was fickle. Well armed with bow, the Ephraimites took flight when the time came to do battle. It is because they did not keep God's covenant and refused to live by His law. They forgot the marvels He had done, what their ancestors had seen in the land of Egypt, in the fields of Zoan. He divided the sea and led them across. He made the water stand like a wall. By day He led them with a cloud, and by night with a fiery light. In the desert He split rocks to give them abundant drink. He made streams come out of a rock and caused water to flow like a river. Yet they sinned even more against Him and rebelled against the Most High in the desert. They tested God, demanding the food they craved. They blasphemed against God, saying, "Can God spread a table in the desert? He made water flow out of the rock. Can He also give His people bread or meat?" When the Lord heard this, He was enraged. A fire raged against Jacob. His anger flared against Israel, for they had no faith in God, nor trust in His deliverance. Yet He commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down manna upon them and fed them with the heavenly grain. They ate and had more than their fill of the bread of angels. Then from heaven He stirred the east wind, and by His power let loose the south wind, to rain down meat on them like dust. Birds as thick as the sand on the seashore fell inside their camp, lying all around their tents. They ate till they were satisfied, for He had given them what they craved. But they flattered Him with their mouths. They lied to Him with their tongues. While their hearts were unfaithful, they were untrue to His covenant. Even then, in His compassion, He forgave their offenses and did not destroy them. Many a time He restrained His anger and did not fully stir up His wrath. He remembered that they were but flesh, a breeze that passes and never returns. How often do they rebel against Him in the wilderness? How often do they grieve Him in the desert? Again and again they tested Him and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember His power in redeeming them from the oppressor. Then He led forth His people like a flock and guided them like sheep through the desert. He led them safely. They did not fear, but the sea engulfed their enemies. He brought them to His holy land, to the mountain His right hand had won. He drove out peoples before them and gave them the land as their inheritance. They pitched their tents in it. He built His sanctuary like heaven, like the earth He founded forever. He chose David His servant and took him from the sheepfolds. From tending the sheep and their young, He brought him to shepherd Jacob, the people of Israel, His inheritance. And with upright heart David pastured them. With skillful hands He led them.